Hello, everyone. This is Will.
This is Alex.
Welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Mostly.
I don't know. Do you ever watch a movie and just think, like, wow, they made some interesting decisions in this movie?
Many, many.
A lot of interesting choices. Yeah.
That I don't know if I would have made.
If I was the director of this movie, I would not make any of the choices they made in this movie. I mean, some. Maybe the horror elements. That's about it.
I might make some, but there's just a lot. I don't know. They went there.
There's a lot of weird shit in this movie. Like, it just... things just happen for no reason, it seems like.
Without, like,
any context. Like, any context. Like... we'll get into it, but, like,
there's still
a
like
few characters, like, go batty for no reason.
There's still, like, a whole stretch of the movie where, like, people make some sort of weird-ass conclusion, and I'm still not sure what the fuck happened at all. But we'll get to that.
Yeah.
We'll get to all of that.
So, for anyone who likes worms...
oh,
or
yeah,
you're going to see a lot of them
worm
in this movie.
People.
Wormies. Wormy worms.
Okay, wormies. Okay.
Now, what do worms like to do? They like to squirm.
Fuck you. You know what worms like to do, Will? They like to fucking roar.
Like, they like to roar and have pincers.
And fucking dig themselves in some dude's face and turn him into a worm man.
But only one dude's face.
Only one, yeah. Not anybody else. No. Just one. Because he was chosen.
He was the chosen one.
And he may have fucked around with someone's skeleton, but I have... but again, I literally don't fucking know.
Yeah. Still a mystery on that one.
It's a big mystery.
Verdict is out.
Yeah, no, it's... the jury's...
he's just a Goomba.
It's a hung jury, okay?
He's just a Goomba that got infected by a bunch of worms and then nothing happens.
He also may have moved a skeleton into a van and did...
possibly.
...did a thing.
But that's the biggest
but
loophole.
Why?
That's the biggest loophole of the whole movie, so there you go.
It's not a loophole, it's more...
I mean, not
a
loophole, I mean the plot
it's,
hole.
It's more that
me.
They say it... as if it's a thing that we're supposed to, like...
care
like,
about?
Be like, oh, yeah, yeah. But instead, when they say it, we're just like, what?
I was like,
what?
What? I was confused.
I'm still confused. Because they just do that. And then a tree falls on a house and everything's fine.
That was one of my favorite parts of the movie, actually.
Well, yeah, that's when... Because
shit got real.
Because then we forget about that dumb segue.
Yeah.
And then the mom loses it. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
So tonight we watched Squirm, a worm creature feature.
Yeah.
Now, I'll admit...
last time was Grizzly.
No, I'll admit, from, like, 76 is probably the best and only insect movie.
That's a very high standard.
Yeah.
It's the only insect movie from this fucking year that we watched. But
yeah.
Okay. Wow.
So I can
think
say
worms
that
are typically insects, but that's fine.
Worms aren't insects, but
I think you have to have feet.
Yeah, I well, think so.
You fuck. You
but
fucked
it's like
up
the you know like gross shit.
I was just gonna say like animal attack shit, and if that's the case, it's the second one, unless I'm fucking losing my mind.
But yeah, Grizzly.
Yeah.
I
was hoping I'd like this more than Grizzly.
I mean, Grizzly is a movie.
But here's the thing. Grizzly made less weird choices.
It's true. Grizzly, like, you know, at least made sense throughout the whole movie.
Oh. Oh.
I know. What a concept.
It's weird because I think Grizzly made more sense.
Grizzly kept its footing more
yeah,
than this movie.
Whereas this movie had better individual moments.
I would say the horror elements in this movie are better. But, like, as a whole... Grizzly kept its footing, like, it kept its hold better. Like,
yes.
It stuck together better
yes.
than this movie. Because, my God, the pacing in this movie is fucking weird as shit.
It's not the pacing that's a problem. It's the things outside of those horror elements.
Yeah.
It's the plot.
Like, the, I guess you could say, maybe, yeah, sorry, not pacing, but the elements.
The plot.
The elements of this film that make it a film.
The writing.
Well, I mean, there, that's ultimately what it boils down to. The writing. Because I don't know what the fuck this, because the guy directed and wrote it, so apparently he should not be fucking writing anything anymore.
I don't know. There's people who like this movie.
There are.
And not a lot of people. It does have a very low rating. It's on this fucking podcast for a reason.
Right. Like, we're not going to review a good, like, a commonly known good movie.
But there are people who give this movie high marks, and I wish... Oh, how I wish that was me.
Spoiler alert, we're not going to give it high marks. So, no,
we're not.
So,
here with our low standards.
Should we go into it?
Yeah.
All right. So, we get a disclaimer.
That on this day...
In 1975...
This thing happened.
A huge storm happened. Lightning struck a power pole.
And shit happened.
And then electrocuted the ground and made worms all act... Oh, no. Sorry, I didn't say that. Sorry, my bad. Spoiler alert. My bad. So...
It says weird things happened.
Weird things happened. And then, after a disclaimer, so you think they're just going to skip all that because they have already explained it. No. They just show it.
It's fine.
They show the town getting struck by lightning and
they show
a miniature power tower goes over and fucking electrocutes the ground.
And it makes worms
come out. And we have a live wire just like going crazy on the ground.
And it makes worms
go. It makes worms go crazy. And
they squeal
like pigs for some reason. Now, I don't know if you've ever like picked up a worm. If it squeals like a pig, you should probably be scared.
That would be very uncomfortable.
Now, these are not your normal worms, because they do have teeth, and there are worms with teeth, but, like, your normal...
It's a certain fucking species.
Your normal garden variety worm is not going to have teeth.
Because if they did, because, yeah, your normal garden worm isn't going to work for this movie.
No.
So they need big worms with like teeth.
Sea worms or whatever they were called. I don't know. I'm not an expert in worms. But they have teeth, and it looks like they have legs sometimes, which is weird.
Whatever.
But anyway, so yeah, it shows the town getting struck by this lightning storm,
and then
we get a girl taking a shower,
and then she comes out of the shower. She doesn't like her hair is completely dry.
She doesn't even wash her hair, but
she just washes everything else.
She comes out of the shower and like starts like. Looking at clothes and everything and deciding her outfit like she's going to impress someone.
And then there's this guy.
This grounds creeper.
Did you call him a grounds creeper?
Yes. Grounds creeper. That's what he is, bro.
He's something.
He's creepy. And he's not a good actor either. But...
Well, shocking, Will. Because it's his only fucking movie.
Yep.
Ever.
What's his name? Steven? Just what? I can't remember his name.
The character?
Yeah.
Roger.
Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, he's picking... Roger. He's doing shit in, like, the garden, and he sees her from, like, the fucking chest up.
And she gets all freaked out.
And he kind of, like, grins at her, because I guess he has the thing for her. And she goes...
She goes down and they start talking about how...
She starts talking...
A guy
to her mom, who has the greatest accent ever.
You ever watch those movies where, like, people have an accent and, like, it just keeps changing from, like...
It's not that it keeps changing. It's the fact that it's so exaggerated.
It is. It's very stereotypically Southern.
Like the movies...
Like, too...
Yeah.
It's too...
It's like someone doing a joke.
It's too obvious. Like,
yeah.
It's not a natural accent.
Because the movie's set in Georgia, and it's just so exaggerated.
Like, all the other accents are fine.
Yeah.
Except for the mom's. And I love it, because sometimes her accent is, like, really strong, and sometimes it's really light.
Sometimes it slips out of it, yeah.
Yeah.
But she just talks.
So they're talking about, like they're just talking about stupid shit. I think she even mentions the guy's coming.
Yeah, she does.
And, like, so a guy's coming to meet her from New York because they've been, I don't know.
Well, I have no fucking clue.
I don't know how they know each other. I don't know anything.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't
matter. They're pen pals. Let's just say they're pen pals. I have no idea. Fucking pen pals.
That's better than anything they gave us, which is nothing.
Fucking pen pals.
So, the sister comes out and she kind of teases her about how, oh, you're meeting a guy.
Penis. And she's like getting ready to go out with her friends, and
she. So she goes. So that she's gonna borrow the grounds creeper's truck, and then he's like, "I don't know," and she's like, "Please," and because he wants the poontang,
and he's like, "Okay, just be careful with it. I got a shipment in the back, a shipment of what you might ask. It doesn't reveal it yet.
You will find out."
So she drives like a bat out of hell on the field and just barrels over hills
to meet the guy.
I just love it because he's like, please be careful with it, and then she's just like, just over like hills and shit. It's
hilarious. They don't even mention that. It doesn't matter. But we get this guy on a bus.
Yep.
And the bus stops because there's a branch on the road, and the bus driver is like,
"There's a tiny little branch. There's a tree in the middle of the road.
There's a tree in the road. We can't go anywhere." And then the guy is like, "Oh, let me off." And then he gets one bag, and he gets another bag, and then another bag, and then a tennis racket, and a fishing pole,
you know what,
and a little handbag. And then he starts walking down the aisles and smacking everybody in the face.
You know what it reminded me of? Like, it's kind of a role reversal, see? They're progressive, because...
The fuck are you talking about?
There's those movies where, like, the princess comes to, like, a place, and she has all her luggage, and, like, the guy's annoyed because she has to carry all her luggage.
But no one's carrying his luggage.
I know he is, but, like, I'm just saying, maybe they're trying to play that.
No, you know what they're trying to play? Comedy! Get it? Because he has a lot of shit, and he smacks people in the face with it. It's funny!
It's not funny, though.
I know, Will. I'm laughing because it's so hysterical, Will. And then we get, like, shots of him smacking people with his fucking fishing pole.
He has a fishing pole. I wish he'd take his fucking... A tennis racket. Like, five bags.
Who's he gonna play tennis with, Will?
Five bags strapped around him and a suitcase.
Who's he gonna play tennis with, Will?
No one. Because it never... He, like, throws it away after, I guess.
I go to fucking Georgia to play tennis.
Yes, that's what I do.
The fishing pole I get.
Dude, this is a New Yorker. He doesn't know.
Will, the scene is dumb.
Yeah, dumb.
It's fucking dumb.
It's really dumb.
And they really thought this shit was funny. But whatever.
So he starts walking through the woods because...
I swear to God, by the way, I swear to God, when he starts walking through the woods, he magically, like, loses, like, two bags. Because I think after they started filming this, they figured out that, like, it would be too fucking stupid to have him carry, like, 50 bags through the woods.
I think he also loses the tennis racket.
No, he still has it.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. He loses it after he gets to the house, though.
Okay, I didn't notice.
Because there's no fucking tennis. I don't know. And he's walking and walking, and he falls
into like, a
thing.
A bog.
And the woman's there.
And she laughs, and then they...
So somehow, Will...
She knew where he was.
Because she was going to meet him.
Yes.
Somewhere. Let's presume... The bus station. Because he's on the bus, right? Well, she knew that he would... that there would be a fucking, excuse me, tree in the road. And he'd just do a fucking beeline across the forest.
Well, because the bus driver said it would be quicker. Maybe she knew that the bus driver would send him that way.
But she's just, ha ha ha. And then they meet and they get in the truck. And they drive.
Yep.
And she's like, it's worms.
Oh, it's a worm truck. That's why...
You're not scared of worms, are you? He's like, haha, I am.
So they go into town because she has to get ice.
Because the fridge is out, because there's no electricity. And she goes to get ice, and
we should also mention, for some reason, the electricity's out, but all the clocks stopped at the exact same time.
Yeah, everyone keeps asking what time it is because no one knows, because all the clocks are dead. She goes to get the ice.
And he goes into, like, a diner.
And
what does he call it? A lunchette?
He calls it that later. A lunchette, yeah.
A lunchette.
I've never fucking... Whatever.
I've never heard that. I mean, maybe it's a word, but I've never fucking heard it in my life.
It's bullshit.
A lunchette.
It's bullshit.
A lunchette.
Well...
No one's ever like, hey, bro, I got this really good lunchette we should go to. Let's do it.
You know what I think, Will? I think they thought it was funny.
Just like they thought after this stupid scene, the thing he says in the truck before they head to back to the house was funny.
It's all funny.
That beautiful pun he gives her.
To be fair, I get it. But there's another funny thing he says. So, he goes to the lunchette and orders a...
an egg cream.
And the woman's like...
egg creams are an actual thing.
I know. But they had to do a thing, right? Because he orders and she's like, what's an egg cream? And he's like, it's chocolate with milk.
And sparkling...
and spritzer.
Spritzer.
And ice cream.
So it's chocolate, spritzer, and milk? A little bit of milk to give it a head.
And ice cream, right?
No.
No?
No.
I don't know.
It's just chocolate, milk, and soda water.
Okay.
That's all it is.
He orders that, and she's like, okay.
She's like, you could have just called it whatever also, they call also it.
The scene literally starts with the sheriff grab-assing the waitress, but whatever. And then...
so he starts to drink his egg cream, and then he notices something in it.
Well, no, he...
he takes a drink and
here's
then,
what happens. He takes a sip and just, like, drops it, and I'm like, what the hell? And then you see a worm.
He's like, there's a worm in my egg cream.
And
she's like, why the hell would you put a worm in your egg cream?
And she's like, why would you do that?
We don't play games here.
And I'm like, do what? Why would you do that? And then the sheriff's like, yeah, why would you do that? You think that's funny, city boy?
And the
I'm
guy's like, I didn't.
And I'm just like, what?
They just instantly start accusing him of doing it, even though literally he didn't do it.
Like, he carries a worm in his pocket, so he can.
How would he have even done it? She was watching him the whole time.
Magic. I don't fucking know. It's retarded, okay? It's fucking
stupid.
They
all start like fucking hating on him because he put the worm in the egg cream.
Okay, there is a funny line. Well, it's an okay line. I don't totally hate this line. When he's like, "Are you? What's your business here?" He's like, "I don't have business.
Only pleasure."
Hey, it's okay.
Yeah, because he's here to bone.
But then he fucks off.
Yeah,
and he gets in the and then
he gets in the truck and then
the girl has
a
giant
has a
fucking
giant thing of ice.
And then she just
she's like, "You're gonna have to hold it." And then she sits it on his lap. He's like, "Ooh."
Because there's a giant slab of ice on his dick, I guess. I don't fucking know.
And then, like, what? Oh, my God.
They start talking. Like, he's like, everyone here is really weird.
They don't really like Taurus. And he's like, I'm not a Taurus. I'm a Libra.
Owned.
I think this is the point where I figured out that I did not like this fucking asshole of a guy. He's not really an asshole. I just don't like him.
Why?
I don't know. I just, there's...
Will.
He's just a dweeb.
Did you forget about the magic?
He's a total dweebus, and I don't like him.
Did you forget about the goon face he made when she went to get the ice?
Yes.
He made that face.
I know.
Of like, I'm gonna get it.
I'm gonna fuck.
He doesn't.
He's a total goomba. I don't like him.
Wow, Will. Such disrespect for the man who brought 50 briefcases.
So... they go back to the farm and they see the guy fighting with his. Oh no! Sorry, no. Yeah, no. They go back and they're talking. You know, the guy meets the mom and the mom says to get him new clothes because he's all wet still. Blah blah blah.
And she gets
blah.
Him new clothes and shenanigans. And then they see the fucking. They're gonna go to some guy.
They're gonna go to this like antiquities dealer.
Antique dealer.
And he makes chairs.
And they're going to go to him. They go outside.
And the worm guy's fighting with his dad.
And he's like, you can't do anything right. Blah, blah, blah. And they're like, what's going on? And she's like, I told you
to
be
careful.
He's like, what's going on? The worms are gone. They're like, well, I don't know. We don't know what happened.
Like,
we don't know.
Yeah, right. You were the last ones to do it. He's like, and then the girl's like, well, you probably left the door open. And then all the worms, like, it shattered and stuff. And the dad's like, yeah, you probably did, you idiot.
You'd lose your head if it wasn't attached.
He's like,
to you.
I spent $300 on those worms, which, again, I don't get because they own the fucking worm farm.
It costs $300 to take a shovel
and dig
some
your
goddamn
own farm.
Worms out of your own fucking ground, Will.
Apparently.
The shovel costs $300. I get it.
I don't.
It's a special shovel.
I don't get it.
Made out of fucking
This is the
gold.
Last thing I'll say about this, but I don't get how it can cost $300 to dig your own fucking worms when you already own the farm.
You know why, Will?
He literally says, those worms cost me $300.
You know why, Will? Because the movie needed a line where someone says, this thing cost me money. Much. This thing, important thing, cost me money.
This is why I'm angry.
Thing cost money. I angry. Okay?
Me simple. Me angry. Me money like.
You lose my thing that cost me money. Anger. Yep. Very angry.
So anyway, they get over there and then they get to the Mr. Beardsley's, Barsley's. I don't know.
They just get there and no one's answering the door.
So they look around and then they find a skeleton in the backyard.
Which this will lead to the biggest plot hole, but whatever. It doesn't even matter in the end of the movie. But they look at it and they're like, let's get the sheriff.
And then they talk to the sheriff and the sheriff's like, not you again. I don't like the cut of your jib or whatever.
And like, then he's like, there's a skeleton.
You suck. You lied about that worm in your egg cream. And I fucking hate you.
You played a prank with the worm. I already
hate you, you fucking piece of shit.
City slicker.
I mean, I kind of agree with him. I don't like him either, but for different reasons. Not because he's an asshole, just because he's a dweebus.
No, Will, he plays pranks with worms.
Yes.
That's what he does. And they go and look at the skeleton, and there's no skeleton. And he tells them again, like, if I see you again, I'm going to do this bad thing to you. And you should know better. Your father would be so disappointed if he saw you like this, pretending to see skeletons.
So then they go back to the fucking girl's house, and the one guy starts talking to the sister while the sister gets high as fuck.
She starts smoking a joint.
Yeah, and she's, like, talking about how she goes down to, Quigley's bar and, like, you know, like, drinks with her friends because that's, like, the only thing to do in town. Like, you know, it's a small town and they're, like, fucking off. So then next scene, literally next scene, and there's, like, a foreshadowing scene where she falls in the steamer trunk,
She falls in the steamer trunk because she's so high.
Yes.
And she also happens to have another joint.
So now we're back at Quigley. We're at Quigley's bar. You get to see Quigley's bar. And they're all just drinking, having a good time, and talking about, like, the electrical storm.
Well, he asks them, like... Oh, yeah, no. I'm so fucking... Hold on.
He asks Quigley, like...
He asks, yeah, like...
Because Quigley knew Beardsley... Barnstable.
He knew him.
He knew like, this guy.
But Will, he's like, you want antiques?
I got it. Antiques.
And he bends down under the table.
And comes up with this fucking makeshift scuba mask.
And he's like, John Wayne.
John Wayne used this and blobbity blah. And then ding, ding, ding.
Like, and they're like, no, it's fine. It's okay.
And the girl's like, everyone around here is an antiquities dealer. Everyone wants to sell you their shit. See, this is where the movie starts losing me, with scenes like this.
Why?
Because.
It's so deep. It adds so much to the plot of worms. Shut the fuck up,
Will. Is what you're going to say to me, right?
Is that how you save yourself?
Yeah.
You just told yourself to shut up.
I did.
Is that what this movie did to you?
Yeah.
You fucking lost it.
I meant shut the fuck up, Alex, but yeah.
Stop talking to yourself, Will.
Sorry. God, Will. Fucking idiot. God. Stop fucking saying stuff about referring to yourself as a third person, Will.
If all else fails, Will, just say to yourself, I'm not a tourist. I'm a Libra.
I'm not a Libra, though.
You're a tourist?
Yeah. Okay. I would be. I mean, in that not context, I can't say I'm a Libra.
You got him.
I ain't a Libra. I'm a tourist.
Wow. I'm a worm.
Year of the worm.
I am the worm king.
So, we get the worm king. Don't worry.
I thought.
Well, yeah. Me too.
They fucking limp dick that.
Yeah, they did. They limp dick the whole ending, so there you go. Oh, spoiler alert. Sorry.
We get us eventually.
So, they talk to Quigley. He doesn't really know anything because the guy hasn't been in the bar for a while, even though he's a regular. And they start.
He hasn't been in the bar since the storm.
They start suspecting foul play.
But Roger's in the bar, and they talk to him, and they
say, we're going fishing later.
You're invited. for some reason.
He's like, when are you going? In an hour. Even though the girl doesn't really like him because he's the grounds creeper.
But she invites him anyway. Because I guess she assumes it because her other dick is going to be there. That it'll be fine. I guess. Maybe. Whatever.
So then...
But before they go...
It's lunchtime.
They look.
Just 1 minute. We're missing lunchtime. They talk about worms and a worm crawls along the wall behind him.
Fuck that shit.
No, remember...
The only thing that happens in that scene is he tells her about the thing he had.
They have lunch! No. And he says her chicken salad and she says it's her speciality.
No! Chicken salad.
And then a worm crawls across the fucking wall behind him.
No, that's not important. What's important is she asks him, what did you have in the lunchette? And he says,
an egg cream.
And she's like, what's that? And he says, it's like a chocolate. That's what he said.
It's like a chocolate.
It's like a chocolate.
It's like a chocolate.
That's it. I thought he'd get distracted by something. But no!
Next time someone asks me to describe something chocolatey, I'm just going to say, it's like a chocolate.
Yeah. What's this? What's beer? Oh, it's like a bread. It's like a yeast.
I mean, you're not wrong, but like that's a weird way to describe things.
Same with the egg cream, yeah. Will. Like a chocolate.
It's like a chocolate.
All right. A chocolate.
So they go to invest. They, for some reason, have a fixation on this worm truck. So they go to investigate it.
And there's another skeleton, like, covered by a tarp.
And so the grounds creeper's dad is coming by.
And they hide.
And they hide the skeleton for something fucking reason.
And then he, like, puts a thing in the truck and goes away. And then they're just like, whatever. They go fishing.
Yes.
They get in the boat. And the girl's like, I don't feel good about this. And he's like, it's going to be okay.
Even though she's the one that invited him.
Yeah, I know, right? But now, I guess she remembered.
That he's creepy?
That it's a weirdo who wants to bone her?
Yeah, what, I guess. I don't fucking know. So, maybe she felt bad? I have no idea.
So, whatever. They get in the fucking boat. And there's a thing of worms.
And they got, and so the grounds creeper, he gives it to the grounds creeper. No. And like, so first, they tell him to... bait their lines for him, and the groundskeeper's like, no, I don't want to.
Well, because they gave it to the boyfriend. The boyfriend has the box. It's literally like a box of, by the way, like Chinese food.
Yeah.
They just put worms in. And he's like, okay. And then looks at him, he's like, actually, why don't you put the worm on?
You know what you're doing.
I don't want to, like, waste our time.
And the groundskeeper's like, no, I hate worms.
Now, first, the groundskeeper, like, takes it and, like, is just like, I'm not joking, like, literally, smile to frown. And just like, no, I can't.
I hate worms.
And he's like, but you have a worm farm. And then he tells him a story about how when he was, like, young, his dad decided to have some fucking plant experiment where he took a thing, electrocuted the ground, and made worms come up, and they bit his thumb off?
Yeah.
Roger's thumb, because he shows him his hand, and he has no thumb.
So the guy, they're baiting the worms on the fucking lines, and then the fucking...
A worm bites our guy.
The guy, the hero's... arm.
And the girl's like, oh, that's nothing. And then he shows her his arm and she's like, I've never seen that. And he's like, well, I'm gonna go.
They usually never cut the skin. And the guy's like, well, I'm gonna go. I need to get some rest. And
but that's not the only reason not to get some rest, because he wants to get a thing for his,
and he says rest,
but that's not the thing.
But that's not the reason he's actually leaving. He's got ulterior motives.
Detective work, Will.
Yes.
The goofiest detective work. So she's like about to leave, and she's like, no, don't leave, because she knows what's gonna happen, but he goes anyway.
So they row him back to shore, and then they go back out fishing, and the worm box gets knocked over.
Not yet. It gets knocked over later.
No, it's like right before he finds the skull, gets the skull. Yeah,
but it's when they're like about to go.
So our hero goes back to town. He goes immediately to the worm truck.
Goes in there, closes the door, lights a lighter, and starts investigating the skull.
And then he takes off the jaw and then detaches the skull from the spine.
And we're just like, what?
And that's when the worm thing gets knocked over. It shows the worm, like, container getting knocked over in the boat. So you know shit's about to go down.
But he takes the skull, and I'm literally sitting there like, what the flying fuck are you doing?
He stuffs it in his shirt.
And then the sister comes, like, spooks him, and is like, what the hell is that? Why is there, like, what are you hiding? And he shows her the thing, and he's like, I think I know who this is. Or, like, I want to find out who this is. Like, that's what he says. And she's just like, can I come along? And she comes along. We get a scene of her, like almost tripping because she's running in high heels for some fucking reason.
Yeah. So they're going somewhere, and then we get the woman and Roger back in the boat.
And he's, like, fishing with her, and he's, like, fucking basically dry humping her.
When she's, like, I guess fine with that, but, like, he's like, I got a surprise for you.
And she's like, what?
And then she turns around,
and he just, like,
starts trying to kiss her, force then himself on her.
It's him, isn't it? That, like, city slicker outsider, isn't it?
If he comes near me again, I'm gonna sock him one.
I'll sock him in the liver, is what he says. And then he, like, starts kissing her, and she's like, she pushes him off, and he falls. Into the worms,
and they're all, like, on his face and everything.
And we see his face, and they're, like, pretty good effect. It's like they're, like, digging in to his, like, face. So you just see, like, them, like, crawling into his face, and there's, like, blood.
Like, screaming, and, like, he gets angry and then falls off the boat.
They both, like, fall out of the boat.
And then
you see more of the worms in his face,
and then he runs away. He runs away, and then the girl gets away, too.
He runs away from his problems.
Yes.
And then
we get the guy going to a dentist. He starts knocking on the door.
No one's there.
No one's there, so he sneaks in and looks up x-rays of the fucking skull.
That's the plan.
And it's Beardsley.
Because the skull has the top three teeth missing, so he goes to find an x-ray that has the top three teeth missing.
Which, I'm sorry, in Georgia in the 1970s, wouldn't that be a common occurrence?
That's still a common occurrence. Don't let him tell you otherwise, Will.
Okay.
But not only that, is the kind of person who has three of their fucking teeth missing only on the top row.
Going to a dentist?
Yes.
No.
Exactly. But you know what? They really wanted this piece of detective work in the movie.
Yes.
I mean, I guess it's fine, but I'm just wondering, like, is that the first thing you think of?
A dentist? No.
Like, you find a skull? Is your first thought going to be, I need to take the skull, and I'm going to go to fucking dentist, and I'm going to see.
Dude, I've literally never seen a movie or a show that they go to a dentist first. You know what they do?
One dentist.
They go to a fucking, like, investigator that can analyze the skull. Well, to be fair,
he knows if he shows his face to the dude, he going to die or something.
It's true, because he put a fucking worm in the egg cream.
Because somehow, when she had her eyes on him the whole time, he magically put a fucking worm in the egg cream so he could be like,
to fuck with her.
There's a worm in my egg cream.
Yeah.
It's a prank, bro. I don't know.
At the lunchette.
At the fucking lunchette. Garbage.
So, the woman gets home and the mom's like, well, what happened, honey? And she's like, oh, I just fell in the river. I'm going to go take a shower and, like, wash all this off me.
And she's in the shower and...
and worms start coming through the little...
Well, she, like, turns on the water and she's like...
and worms start, like, coming through the fucking spigots.
And they're about to fall, but then she turns off the shower.
And they go back in.
They go back in.
I love it, because then she comes back down and she's like, well, she gets all freaked out because the mom's, like, kind of onto her, and then she's like, oh, well, I was just thinking that, like, the sister or whatever should make dinner. No,
you're missing a big chunk of this. The guy is home by now with the sister.
Right, yeah.
The skull. And then he's, like, talking to her and all this stuff. Like, what happened? Blah, blah, blah. And then out of nowhere, the sister's just like, hey, what do you want me to do with Mr. Beardsley's skull?
Yep.
And the sister is just, like shocked. Like, what the hell is going on? Why, like, why is this happening? And then the mom comes in.
This is the part. I was skipping all of it because I love the mom. Just, like, she comes in and she's like.
She sees them arguing.
Yeah, what are you arguing about?
And she's like, oh, I think the sister should make dinner.
Yeah.
And the mom's like, well, since there's two hungry men, I think it would be nice for you to make dinner. And then they're like, mom's freaking out. And this begins...
Like, even Mom's freaking out. I'm like, Will, what?
The important part is, this begins the Mom freaking out subplot, which comes out of nowhere...
And goes nowhere?
And goes nowhere.
Yep.
Why is the mom freaking out, Will?
Freaking out. I don't know.
I get it now. I get it. I figured it out.
What?
The mom is freaking out because there are two hungry dicks.
Hungry men.
Hungry beepuses.
She wants that, at least one of the hungry men.
No, Will. She just, the mom can't handle having more than one hungry dick in the vicinity of the house.
That's true.
So when there's two.
She goes crazy.
I guess. And starts staring at ceilings.
Yep.
And knitting.
Uncontrollably knitting.
Uncontrollable knitting occurs.
Yes.
Is that the symptom?
If you find your loved ones uncontrollably knitting.
There may be too many dicks around.
Seek out help. There might be too many men around.
Hungry dicks.
Hungry dicks around.
On the prowl.
Beepuses.
Fucking prowling around. And if your loved one starts uncontrollably knitting and staring at the fucking ceiling.
You got too much testosterone in that house.
That's it. Okay. Like, they're just like, I think mom's going crazy. And I'm just like, what? What?
Like, why?
She didn't do anything. She was just like, why are you arguing? Okay, you cook dinner. There's two hungry men. Like, that's what happened.
Yeah.
That's all she did. And they're just like, mom's losing it. Mom's going crazy. Like, movie? Excuse me.
Well, I love this next part because the woman and our hero go to the worm farm, and they like pull up, and this part's kind of creepy.
No, it's well done. Like, so he's like, stay here in the car. I'm gonna go investigate.
And the woman sees like in the rearview mirror like Roger.
You all see him like worms. You see his like. He looks fucked up, put it mildly.
This is where we thought he was the Worm King. This is where I was starting to begin to
think he was...
They kind of, like, pander to that.
Vague hints.
They're kind of like, oh, yeah, hey, like, this guy could be, like, King of the Worms now.
Or there's something special.
The worms accept him.
Or there's something special about him. Yep. But, yeah, he, like... You see him coming up in the rear view, and then when she turns around, he, like, quickly, like, ducks down and, like, disappears.
Yep.
And the guy keeps looking. He can't see anything. But then he sees, like...
He sees the body. So he sees kind of feet sticking out.
And then he sees the old man, the dad.
He's dead. And he's dead, and he's just like, laying in the ground.
He, like, kind of, like, peeks down, I guess, to see if he's breathing or whatever. And you hear, like... And then he looks, and he, like, kind of, like, rips his shirt open. And you see there's, like, worms, like...
Everywhere. Like, just, like making up his body.
Yeah, basically. You see, like, exposed ribs with, like, the worms eating him, essentially. And he runs back, tells her, like, what he saw.
And they have to go, and then they're like, we have to go tell the sheriff.
My
God.
You know what this is?
Limp.
This is a limp doodle.
Limp spaghetti.
Limp Dixit.
This is...
Okay? This
limp
is bullshit.
Dixington.
So, the sheriff and his hoe
are eating spaghetti
in a fancy fucking, like, hoity-toity restaurant.
By the way, the credits for her are literally sheriff's girl.
It should just say sheriff's hoe. But yeah, I know, in the credits, just sheriff's girl. She says, like, I'm not joking, she has, like,
one line?
Five, like, two lines.
Yeah.
And it's just, stop that. Stop doing that.
Yep.
We'll get to why. But in this scene, she's just like,
they're all talking and eating spaghetti, and it even goes as far as like to show close-ups of them slurping up spaghetti.
After they tell them, "Hey, we found another body, and we know who the skeleton was," and he's like, "You have proof," blah blah blah, and then he just kind of like he says, "Yeah," and then he's like, "Okay," like there's look at all the spaghetti.
It's going to take us at least 15 to 20 minutes to eat.
And I'll give you a 15-minute head start to get out of here. And then we see, like, a close-up.
Slurp.
Oh, no. It's after they say, like, they mention the worm farm. And then we see, like, a close-up of them slurping the spaghetti. And I was just like...
Okay. Now, in a good horror movie, what would you show at this point?
Not at this point, but...
I mean, at the end of the scene.
You keep building up... And then eventually...
You keep showing close-ups of slurping spaghetti.
Eventually, they pick up a fucking worm, put it in their mouth, and they slurp a worm right into their goddamn mouth.
Like, you know, in The Hitcher when he's eating the fucking...
The fries?
Fries, and then picks up a finger. Imagine if he just kept eating fries.
Imagine if this was a good movie. Imagine if this was... If this was even a quarter as good as The Hitcher.
Yep.
Imagine what a wonderful world. But no, we can't have that. Instead, they show a close-up of slurping, and they make us think. They make us think. That some horror shit's gonna happen in our horror movie.
But the hero and the woman just go out of the restaurant and nothing happens. Nothing. They don't slurp up a worm. Nothing happens.
Nothing.
Literally nothing happens.
They put that in there to fuck us.
So then they decide they're gonna go to Barnsley's
house again for some reason.
And they look and they see like clothes.
And then they find his clothes.
Oh my god, this is the most fucking, like, crackpot, like...
Well, I still don't know what the fuck any of this means.
Then they start, like, piecing it together and, like...
So they go to his fucking... I don't even know, like...
It's like a shed.
And the guy's, like, about to open it, and then he, like, decides not to open it. And then they're like, I think that Roger took the skeleton... And then they say some shit about Roger possibly taking the skeleton.
He, like, moved the body.
And that they murdered him because of his antiques. And they moved the body for...
some reason. I don't fucking know. So then they go... they go to dinner with the fucking family and they talk about it more.
But like, why?
Like, Roger moved the bodies and, like, he like, knew... like, Barnsley and, like, was gonna, like...
Sell antiques
and, oh, shit, like, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I ain't going in the shed. I didn't want to see what was in there.
That's good.
After all this investigation, he was like, no, I'm good. I don't want to go in that shed.
Was the shed gonna be full of worms?
I don't know.
They don't explain shit.
Dude, I don't know why they didn't go in the shed. There's no reason to not go in that shed.
Because they figured it out. They figured out the scheme.
She even says, I don't want to know what was in that shed.
I want to know.
I do too.
Don't fucking limp dick this shit.
They did.
Also, I'm sorry, this whole segue happens, makes no sense, and disappears. Because when they're at dinner, the segue is interrupted by a fucking tree. Okay?
A real tree... falls on top of a real house with real actors in it.
Here's the scene. Nyam, 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 nyam. Crack. And then we're like, oh no. And then literally just nyam, nyam, nyam.
Now, I will admit, this scene is fucking awesome. The tree falling scene is awesome.
It is.
Because they used the actual house. They used an actual tree. And they fucking dropped that fucker on through the house.
With the actors
in it. With real actors in the house. That is ballsy.
And you know why? You know why else I like this scene? Because it destroys the pointless bullshit segue of Barnsley and his shed and apparently his scheme of selling antiques.
Yes.
And how apparently this really triggered.
Thank God for this tree.
Roger to pick up a skeleton, put it in his truck, and throw a tarp over it. Did he know that he was going to eat? What?
I don't...
Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it.
The tree squashed that. Like, it squashed the house.
Thank fucking God.
Okay?
They go outside.
The worms were our real saviors.
It's true. But they go outside. They look what's going on.
And it's true. And it's worms.
The worms did it.
And then the sun shines, and then...
And then, the guy goes to get gasoline, because he's going to light them on fire, and then he goes back, and they're gone. And he's like, what's going on? I don't understand.
Where's that gasoline in the final scene?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't take it. Remember?
I know, but like, why wouldn't he? Like,
he leaves it. He leaves it in somewhere outside the house.
But why wouldn't he pick it up while coming back? I don't know.
Because it's covered in worms.
But it, okay, whatever.
It's fucking worms. That's your answer. That's the answer to life. Worms.
So and he's, then he's like, so they figures it out. They're in the house.
No, he. So what happens?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He figures out why
he figures that out, that it's because the electricity doing the thing, and then they because the sun came out, it scared them back. So he figures out that it's light, and he goes. He has a plan. He's gonna go to the old like.
Well, mill. He wants to board up some of the like exposed areas so the worms don't get in.
So he wants to go to the fucking like old mill, I guess.
Well, so he's like, I need to go find plywood for this. Do you know where there's any place around? And she's like, there's an old mill, like that has a bunch of wood.
And he goes there, and after he goes there, we get the mom.
Staring at a hole in the ceiling.
A tiny hole in the ceiling.
And she's just staring, like blankly into it.
And the girl and the sister are just like, oh, mom's really freaking
out.
And
this is where she starts knitting uncontrollably, too.
Knitting uncontrollably. And staring at the hole. And then the sister goes to take a shower. Turns on the water. Nothing happens. She leaves.
She leaves the water on.
The quote-unquote water on. And worms start coming out.
Yep.
We get the guy picking up a very lightweight
piece of plywood.
Very lightweight.
And he's like carrying it across in the woods and like he's like struggling with it. They really went out of their way to show that this is a heavy piece of wood. It's like this little tiny thin piece of plywood.
We'll get to the biggest joke. Because as he's carrying it, fucking Roger just goes out and like.
Worm face.
Fucking. Picks him up like he's gonna tackle him like he's a fucking football player or some shit.
I love how he picks him up and then he like gently sets him on the ground and he
spins him around and then like kind of like awkwardly just drops him into this hole.
And then like, you know, our hero's ankle is like sprained.
And then he can't get out and Roger says some nonsense about how like, now you'll be worm face.
And then he picks up the plywood and throws it into the...
And knocks him out.
And knocks out our hero. Our hero got knocked out by a thin-ass piece of plywood.
This shot is pathetic.
It's
a tiny piece of plywood that's just, like, covering his face. And he's just, like, limp.
Laying down.
And then Roger also takes a tiny stick and, like, kind of breaks it and throws it. And it, like, just awkwardly smacks against the plywood. And it's just, again, limp dick body.
Now the next scene is really weird because the mom's still staring up and like now she's knitting.
And even like, more uncontrollably.
And like she already has like almost like a full blanket knitted. Mm. Like she's just knitting uncontrollably.
Well, she finishes her blanket later, Will.
And she's like, well, weren't you going to go take a shower? Did you leave the water on? And the sister is like,
oh, yeah.
Stares blankly at nothing and is like, oh, yeah.
I did.
I need to go check that.
Because they hear noises.
Yeah. So she goes upstairs with a candle and, like, starts walking towards the door and then, like, opens the door and just a flood of worms come out of the door.
Pretty awesome,
and then
to be honest.
Blank.
Pretty awesome effect, honestly. Because, yeah, she just opens the door and it's just, like, a fucking, like, the whole room is filled. And just imagine a whole fucking room of worms and you open the door. That is exactly what you get.
So the hero... Our hero
wakes up
and he starts taking off his shirt.
And he takes the stick that Roger very
generously gave him
and wraps his shirt around it, takes out his lighter, and scares the worms away.
Yep, and he easily gets out of the hole.
Easily gets out and starts running back.
And now we get Wormovision brought to you in Wormovision.
We get a.
They couldn't slap the camera on the ground. It has to float a little bit off the ground.
So we get a. You know why, Will? Because those 70s cameras, too fucking big. They put like a fucking wide angle lens on it to demonstrate worm vision. And it's just like.
And it's like slowly going across the ground in like in the sheriff's office.
He's in this jail cell.
Yep.
He took his hoe. And fucked her.
I guess you could call him an incel.
How dare you? How fucking dare you? Jesus Christ. No comment.
So he's like, he's laying next to this girl and she's like, stop it.
Yeah.
He's like, babe, I'm not doing anything.
He says, like, some dumb comment about, like, I have the key. And then she's just like, stop that. And he's like, I'm not doing anything.
He's like, stop what?
And then she just, like, gets more serious, like, stop it. Because we see previously, like, the fucking the worm mound approaching them.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, I'm not doing anything.
And then she starts screaming, and then you see all these worms all over the place.
Like falling out of the ceiling.
Coming out of the sink.
Everywhere.
And then we get a scene of Quigley's, and everyone's sleeping on the bar
Everyone
for some
drank
reason.
So much.
They're all sleeping on the bar.
And then we get the wormovision of all of them. And then what happens?
So they...
Someone sees something so or hears something.
So the guy... Remember the couple at the end? They see something, and then the guy falls off the stool while grabbing the girl and, like...
So what he does is he takes a candle and, like, looks over and sees the big, like, mountain of worms coming at them. And then everyone screams, and the guy, like, grabs the woman, and they both just...
I love how he grabs his, like, girlfriend and, like, just pulls her into the worms.
He grabs her, and they both just, like, fall face first.
And then one of the girls gets on the bar and starts screaming, and then end scene.
And that's it.
And then they're back at home, and then, like, the girl is, like, there, and she gets attacked by worms, and she starts running upstairs.
And there's worms everywhere.
And we see, like, the oh, no, sorry, no.
We see the mom.
We see worms everywhere, and then the grounds creeper, worm face, comes in and attacks her.
He just grabs her.
And like he's like, oh yeah, and he takes her upstairs.
Well, we don't see where he takes her yet, but
yeah.
we also see the mom losing it some more, and
there's like worms
she
everywhere.
She finally finishes her knitting and she's like, I'm finally done, I can give this to so and so.
Too bad she's allergic to wool.
And then we see like that there's just worms everywhere.
Like coming out of the ceiling, like all over the place.
The guy, our hero, makes it to the house. He sees her just, like, fucking worms, again, everywhere. He walks in, sees the mom.
And she's covered in worms.
She's just covered in them,
and then he takes a candle, and he parts the sea of worms.
Yeah.
To get to the staircase.
So you see, like, him moving the candle, and then, like, the giant worm mound just, like Moses.
Yeah, Moses.
Moses in the Red Sea.
He parts the sea of worms.
So he can get upstairs.
He goes upstairs, and then he...
We get, like... it's... I'll give him credit. It's pretty atmospheric, because it's just completely dark. The only light is coming from his candle, and it's just him going room to room.
This is arguably one of the only parts I liked about this film. That and the tree. I like the tree part.
You didn't like...
Anything with the worms was good. Like, the worms was good. Yeah. I'll get to my final thoughts later. Let's get through the rest. We're almost done, so.
But he goes room to room, and it's, like, super dark, and you get, like, this fucking, like, this weird, like, that music? It's like a kid, like, lullaby?
Yeah, it's weird.
Like a kid singing a lullaby or some shit, and then he, like, but they ruin it. They fucking ruin it. Because he looks in every room, and then there's the attic. And he starts going up the attic, and then the fucking worm face just shows up like, Ooga Booga!
And then jumps down, and they start, like, tossing.
They have a tussle.
And they go to the staircase, and they start, like having a power struggle.
And then he tosses Worm Boy into the worms. And he gets, like, consumed.
And I was like, I thought the worms accepted him! What the hell?
Because he, like, falls in and just, like, screams and gets consumed, and we're like, okay? But then...
Then our hero goes up to the attic, finds the girl.
Frees her.
And is like, all your mom and your sister are dead. We got
to
get out of here.
At first, she's like, what happened to them? And he's like, there's no time. And he's like, not telling her. And then he just tells her they're all dead. And she freaks out. And then we see, like, intermittent shots of, like, Worm Boy rising up out of the worms.
And then he, like, starts, like, squirming his way up the stairs.
Slithering up the stairs. And
like
then,
a worm.
Our hero and the girl are, like, going out the window, and they're climbing onto this tree branch. And as the guy is getting out of the window, the worm vision comes up to him.
And then, like,
you see Worm Boy.
He starts biting the guy's, like, leg.
His thigh.
And I love this part, because the guy, like, beats him off, but I love...
Beats him off?
Whoops.
Will, if the movie,
sorry,
if the
holy shit. Oh my god,
if the movie ended
This becomes a porno. It's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna beat this worm guy off.
If the movie ended with our hero beating off the villain.
Oh my god, I can't believe I just said that.
I'm not joking. If it
10
ended,
out of 10.
If it ended with him beating him off, it would be more interesting
than what actually happened.
It might actually be a better, more more coherent ending than what we actually got.
Okay, so
if he wins by beating off the villain, that's all he ever needed. He just needed someone to beat him off. And then he
was so sexually pent up.
And then
he needed a release.
And then when he gets a release, the worms retract.
And they're like,
because the worms will are a metaphor for male lust. That would be more interesting than what we actually got. What actually happens is
he starts beating him with a flashlight.
But
I love it because he puts his hand on the guy's head and then starts beating his hand as to not like hurt the actor.
But see, Will,
it's the most limp dick thing I've ever seen.
But see, Will, either you film when you're filming this, you raise your camera up like an
inch. So you can't see the head?
So you can't see that he's just smacking his own hand. Or you just film him pretend hitting his fucking head.
Pull your punches.
But no.
No, he puts his hand on the guy's head and starts beating his hand.
And then we don't see what happens to the worm boy.
And they get on the branch and it kind of swoops down like it's going to break.
So you think like, oh shit, is there going to be like a suspenseful scene of like the worms like trying to push the tree down?
Nope!
Here's what happens. They get on the tree. It cracks down. It just fades to daylight.
Yeah. And then we get an electrician coming and he's like, I fixed the power lines for you so they won't be like bothering you.
Everything's good. And then there's no worms. And then we see like the house and we see it going into the rooms and then it goes to the trunk and it opens up and I'm like, oh no, is it Worm Boy? Nope.
Nope. Sister's alive.
Sister's alive. Everyone's happy. We get a big old fade out shot of the house.
And then it pans to a dirt field. The roll end. Credits. Fuck.
They got us again?
What a limp ending. Holy shit.
I'm not
You're telling me he fucking defeated Worm Boy with a fucking flashlight by beating his hand on the guy's head?
We didn't even see it. We didn't even, like, see a body or, like, what happened to him. It's just he beat him and that's it. And then they get on a tree and...
Why even do the thing where it, like, is going to, like, break off?
Because that's what happens in movies, Will.
But now, like, presumably the whole town is dead.
Yes.
So what the fuck?
The end.
That's the end we got?
That's the ending.
It didn't even show the town?
No.
It couldn't show, like, people decaying in the town?
No.
Like, hey, this grisly thing happened, but at least the heroes... the hero term lightly in this case.
You know what you get, Will? Not a goddamn thing.
No. You get this fucking limp dick ending.
Ugh.
Dude, I don't know. Like, I know you like certain elements in this movie, but, like, I don't think the bad far outweighs the good.
I don't think it far outweighs it, but that ending just, like...
It left a sour taste in my mouth.
All that, like, buildup.
Led up to that.
And just...
Well, like, I really didn't like the main guy. I thought he was a terrible actor. Obviously, because, I mean, you know, he is, but...
Is he, though? Is it the acting? Or is it the fact that, you know, it's like a chocolate... it's a lunchette.
He's just, I don't know, like, he's the character is not very likable.
It's a Goomba.
He's like, you know, he's just kind of annoying.
It's a meme.
And he's just a dweeb. He's an annoying dweeb.
It's a meme.
That, like, stumbles his way through the movie, and then, you know, he...
But Will, he defeated...
Worm Boy.
Yes. And he saved people.
Not by beating him off like a...
I wish.
That
would be a more exciting ending.
I don't know. I thought every part with the worms was great.
Yeah.
Okay? Like,
but then...
I really admit that, but, like, everything else did not did not make up for that. Like
choices.
Everything else was just like, it was kind of like just loosely strung together and like, you know, just like this vague things happen kind of attitude. And then the worm stuff is like, okay, this is where they actually shined. And then like, they're just like, nah, fuck that. We're going to do like maybe like 20% worms and 80% this loosely strung together detective story about this random ass guy going and like getting a skeleton examined at a dentist's office. And then like, it goes absolutely nowhere, and then the worms attack. It's like, why did you even need that? How about just do the cliche thing and have, like, maybe a seismologist or, like, you know, someone who studies worms coming in.
No, Will.
And doing, like, do the cliche plot.
No, we had to be quirky.
Why? It didn't work.
Because
just do the cliche thing, like a guy, like you have an expert that's studying worms,
no,
and like he comes in and it's like, why are these worms acting so weird?
No, Will.
And then like, you know, it's all about the worms because that's exactly what the movie's supposed to be about.
No,
but no,
Will.
It's this investigation about a fucking body that goes nowhere.
No, Will, because
it's fucking bullshit.
Because we had to be quirky, because we couldn't do a coherent plot.
Okay, be quirky, but have a guy actually pertains to the actual, like, what you want to do in this movie, which is worms.
He does. He goes and looks at an x-ray and parts a sea of worms.
It's not effective. It's not...
Oh, no.
It's not a good way to make a film. Be quirky.
It's a way.
But why don't you make a plot that actually has to do with your subject matter?
Because that is just not quirky enough for them and their fucking lunchettes.
Yes, and egg
and
creams.
And their egg creams and their... I'm a Libra. And...
I'm not a Taurus, I'm a Libra.
And their fucking... Their sister smoking a joint and...
That's just like... That's my final thought. Like, be more... coherent.
It's mostly coherent. It's just
dumb. Like, their decisions are dumb.
It's not incoherent except for that fucking whole like segue about Roger taking a skeleton, which...
But that's where it all leads up to. So like, they couldn't even do that right.
It doesn't lead up to that though. They just forget that because that just happens.
Because
a tree falls in, and then that entire thing is just like thrown away. Like.
But yeah, but that's like a big chunk of the movie that they're spent investigating the skeleton.
Well,
so I don't get it.
To be fair, they were investigating if, I mean, I was under the impression, as I'm sure anybody who watches the movie is the worms ate the dude, and he wanted to find out who ate the dude, or who the dude is.
I get that.
And then that happens. But then, out of nowhere... they just throw this whole thing at you about, like, what's in the shed? Oh, I don't want to know what's in the shed. Roger took the body, and then they did the thing. And you're just like, what?
But again, it's just so loosely strung together that I just found it more annoying than anything else.
Nah. It's not loose. It's just, like...
I thought it was.
No. It's so...
Dude,
basic.
I can have my opinions, okay?
No.
Yes.
It's too basic to be loose.
It's just
the only looseness is that, like, they, I don't know if I'd call it overwritten, but like each scene is like super basic.
Well,
they make it like so, like,
call it whatever you want. I found it annoying. I don't care. Like,
it's something.
I don't care what you say. Like, it's annoying to me.
No, it's annoying. But it's not loosely. It's just like they want it to seem more original than it is.
I don't know.
More quirky.
It doesn't matter.
Because, like, it's just essentially the whole movie is just people go here, they get this thing, they go here, they get thing. And it's like you could have just made a simple movie, but they insisted, no, we can't do that. We have to have it be weird.
Be quirky.
So normally, you know, like the bar scene. You go to the bartender, you ask him, hey, have you seen this guy? No. Bye. But no, Will. Instead, they go to the fucking bartender, and he's like, I haven't seen him. But
I have this.
I have this thing. And then that's a whole 2 minutes mm-hmm. of that.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know. It's you know what it is? It's desperation.
Yeah.
It's desperation.
I will agree with that.
It's sheer desperation, and I just, I don't know. Just do better.
Well, I mean, it is on this podcast, so they couldn't.
They could have, though.
No, I don't think they could have.
We watched Bug.
Yeah, it's true.
They could have done better.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
At the very least, the ending.
It's just kind of wasted potential.
Like, the ending is just like, why? I don't know.
Because they almost made Worms creepy. I mean, they're already, like, creepy and squirmy mm-hmm. and, like, you know, like, they're disgusting.
Yeah.
But, like, they could have made it scary. They just didn't.
Because, well, we had to have an ending where he smacks his own hand, and then they get on a tree, and they make you think it's going to fall, and then it just cuts to daytime.
All right. I'll agree with you. Not loosely, but just stupid.
Stupidly.
Yeah, stupidly. Maybe that's what I meant by loosely. All right, so we should do shitty to pretty. One to ten. I got mine.
I didn't want to. I didn't fucking think I'd rate this thing lower than Grizzly.
I wanted to. I mean, I wanted to rate it. I wanted to rate it higher than Grizzly.
And there's parts of it that I like more than Grizzly, but overall, 4 out of 10.
Me too.
Just
do better.
You could have. You really could have.
But you didn't. You didn't.
You had that thing. You had the worms. You had the elements.
And you didn't do it.
And you just couldn't commit.
All those worms, and it didn't save the movie.
You know what? If they just fucking ended the movie with them getting on a fucking tree, and then the worms, like, slowly knocking it down or devouring the tree, like, and then killing them.
That would have been fine.
I'd be fine with that. I'd maybe give it a 5 out of generosity, but no. We couldn't do it.
We got dirt.
You know what? Symbolic.
Yep.
The movie is dirt.
If you want to watch this dirt.
I thought they were going to do something, by the way. When they start, like, panning over, I was like... Oh,
you thought, like, worms are going to start crawling on the ground or something?
Here's what I thought. Because they start panning to the dirt, right? I thought, like, we were going to see, like, the guy, like, rising up.
Oh, yeah.
Even that...
Would have been better. Would have saved it at least a little bit.
It would have, like... Something. Just a little bit. Just some extra effort. Just
something.
Effort, you know?
What is that?
That's what it feels like. You know what it feels like? It feels like they did all this... And then, like, the ending came along, and they were just like, ah, oh, fuck it. Fuck it. Whatever.
Let's just end it. I don't know how to end it. Let's just do it.
It's like they wrote it, and then they're just like, I don't know.
All right, 3 main protagonists are fine. Let's just do that.
I'm almost convinced that they wrote it to have the sister dead, or that was going to be the plan. And then they just decided to throw that in as, like, a thing. It's like, okay, a guy's going to show up and be like, the power's fine. Oh, that's not enough. We need one more thing.
Sister gets out of the steamer trunk. Got him.
You fucking genius. Best movie ever.
Yep. Magnum opus.
I'm surprised they didn't find a way to get the mom back.
I know.
As a final fuck you.
She just stands up out of her chair with her knitting blanket.
With her completed blanket?
Yeah, because she guarded herself from the worms with her knitting powers.
The worms are allergic to knitting.
Wool. Yep. That would have been the ultimate. Like, that would have made me give it a 3.
Yeah, I would have downgraded it for that much. That's too insulting.
Yeah.
If
you want to watch it, it's on Amazon Prime. It's actually a pretty good, like...
Good quality,
which is weird.
I mean, hey, one of you might like it.
Some people do.
I saw people giving it, like, good reviews, saying it's underrated and it's charming. I mean, I guess if... Okay.
I don't agree with that, but...
Let's just say this. there are choices made in this movie, and if you're the kind of person who these choices appeal to, then yeah, you'll get a big old fucking boner for this movie. But for the rest of us,
no.
Nah.
I'm going to pass.
Yeah. Hey, if Goofy like attempts a comedy that don't work
and, are your thing?
This yeah, is your movie. And like a fucking weird like fucking goofball protagonist and just some really, really, really awkward attempts at humor are your thing. If that's what you want to see in your fucking creature features,
go watch this movie.
They, guess what? Someone made a movie just for you.
Yep, pertaining only to you.
For the rest of us, though?
Nah.
Try harder.
Yeah.
Sorry. All those worms wasted.
Yep.
You couldn't even beat Grizzly.
In a week, we go live.
We go live.
We go on live. Fuck it, we'll do it live.
We will do it live again.
Again, live and stream again. Next Sunday, the 31st, end of the month. Yeah, we waited a whole month for this one.
It's fine. It's, look, shit happens, okay? You don't fucking... We have things to do.
Yes.
Like we have other
things. We have our sanity to regain.
We have, like, things we do outside of watching Squirm. Okay?
Or arguing about whether it's loose or not, right? We have things
other than watching a fucking hour and a half long movie about some goofball who parts a fucking sea of worms.
Yes.
That...
But please join us for the live stream.
Please
come chat with us, ask questions if you want, you know, make fun of us even if you want to, berate us. I might block you, but we, yeah, whatever.
I'll have some things to talk about there. Don't worry. Because
we got some special things to talk about.
Let's just say that if one of you likes the movie Psycho from Texas, you'll probably want to unsubscribe.
Which is fine.
I want you to.
Yeah.
I'm not even, like, go fuck off. Die in a hole.
We'll get to that.
We'll get to that. Stream.
Yeah, all that and our fabulous story about our audio.
we got stories.
We got a lot to talk about.
We got many stories.
So please join us, be there, subscribe to our YouTube channel, hit that bell so you know exactly when we go live.
It'll be around noon Mountain Time.
It's always around noon.
Around.
It's never at noon.
We have to like mentally
We have to prepare physically for it, yeah.
Prepare ourselves.
I do.
Yeah. Do a couple push-ups.
I have to,
you know, get pumped.
Unlike our main protagonist of this film didn't beat off the main person, I have to, you know, maybe relieve myself before we do
beat
this.
Beat yourself yeah. off?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what you do. Okay. I gotcha. You have to do it before, because if you try to do it after, you just
fucking, it doesn't work.
It'll just deflate.
Yeah.
Because you'll remember.
Exactly. I remember all the games we play, and I'm just like, I'm not into it anymore.
God, I can't do it.
I can't do it. I get ED after after every live stream.
It's not the alcohol, it's the games.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. It's not whiskey dick, it's bad game dick.
Exactly. ED. Bad games give you ED.
It's true. Okay, tell your doctor.
Is that it? We all good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless you have something else to say about worms.
No. Just that I'm sorry that I argued.
It's okay, Will.
Okay, thanks.
It's Squirm.
It just made me... the main character, for some reason, really got to me and made me angry.
Is it because... Did it remind you too much of Death Machines?
A little bit, yeah.
But see, whereas in Death Machines, the main protagonist did nothing. He did some. A little.
Yeah, a little. Not very much, but a little.
He kind of pushed Worm Guy over the thing and then beat him off. Listen, if he beat him off, he'd be your favorite protagonist.
Yeah, it would be.
If that was the ending, if he was just like, I gotta do it.
Zip.
It's gotta be done. Sorry, sweetie. You'd just be like, oh my god, greatest character ever! Ever! You stop beating off now.
All right. As always, for the Mostly Gumming at Night, this has been Will.
Oh, this has been Alex.
And we will talk to you all later.
Bye.
Bye. I'm not a tourist. I'm a Libra.